This is Fat Chance!
Hello, internet, and welcome to the first Fat Chance podcast of 2019. We sincerely hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we wish you a Happy New Year. So, it's January 2019. An entire population of once majestic looking Christmas trees now lay redundant in your local landfill, or they're slowly dying in the winter sun on a scruffy next door neighbour's overgrown lawn. What is there to look forward to? I hear you cry. Nothing. As the festivities of 2018 melt away into a requiem of crippling debt and unarranged overdrafts, Liverpool are sitting pretty at the top of the Premier League. Manchester United are back to winning ways under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and January is already shaping up to be one of the coldest in memory. February will also be cold, as will March, as will April, followed by an unbearably hot May, which as a result of climate change will unavoidably fuck up the biological clock of all the plants, all the birds and all the animals. This will result in failed crops, a rush on the supermarkets, empty shelves, riots in the streets, martial law and eventual famine. We will remember it as the famine of 2019. Again, I reiterate to all the Fat Chance podcast listeners, a Happy New Year and welcome to the first Fat Chance podcast of 2019.
Yeah,
I did up till then.
That could just be Brexit as well. It might be climate change, you never know.
It's been a great 8 days till I was reminded about the futility of life. So, thanks for that.
I'm sorry, guys. But
no, it was a good intro. Yeah. It was different.
I toyed with a lot of ideas. That was about my seventh draft, and I'd done all the. Yeah. I hope you had a nice time.
Everyone you know, and everyone you've ever met will die.
Will one day die.
It's true, isn't it?
Of course it is. But, you know, amongst the ashes of life, there is some, there's some green shoots,
isn't there?
And I'd like to think this podcast is one of them.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Lad.
Yeah.
As always, I'll go around the room. Myself, the straight man, Matt Bowman, in the corner, Mickey P. Kerr.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, it's great to see you, mate. It's the first time we've seen you all year.
Yeah, you were sat in my seat as well on the last podcast.
Yeah, sorry about that.
In the hot seat.
I was playing the role of straight man.
How did you find that?
not that straight, if I'm honest with you. But all right, yeah, I enjoyed it to an extent, but we missed you, Matt. You've not listened to it, have you?
I didn't. I couldn't. I felt like somebody was spooning my mother.
That was a different night. Sorry about that.
Different show. Different podcast. That's a whole podcast in itself.
Yeah. It would have been uncomfortable to watch. So I've been told you did a great job.
It's the best one, yeah.
Yeah, it was by us, though.
The intro was shit, if it's any consolation to you.
Oh my god, the intro was nothing like that.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Maybe I will go and listen to it then after all.
Oh mate, you'll definitely have. Yeah, gloating. What's the word?
Gloating rights.
Bragging rights. That's the one.
So, how did our respected teams get on over the festive period?
I was going to choose the features, but fair enough. We Leeds United, as in myself and Matt Bowman. We've lost three on the bounce, but we couldn't be happier, really.
Three on the bounce now?
Yeah, one's in the FA Cup. We've just played a bunch of kids.
What competition is that?
Exactly, yeah. We will come to that later on, actually. Okay. But we have done well. We're sitting pretty at the top of the league. We've had a bad patch, and I think we've got a big game against Derby on Friday. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, if we lose that, then you can say we're in a bit of a potentially Frank Lampard's Derby. Yeah,
as they're now officially
in a bit
known
of a rut,
as...
maybe. But
is that home and away?
We played them away earlier on the season,
so
we did 4-1. I watched it. Watched it in a pub in London just before the gig. Actually, it was great. Yeah. I had one pint more than I should have done. But I only had two. I don't like to have too many pints before on stage these days. I'm professional. If you ever come and see me, I'm doing a tour this year. Buy tickets for it. But
where can they buy tickets, Michael?
On my website and at the venues. But Leeds United are doing great. We've had a slump, But we've played well in each game. We've lost, we've performed well, and we had some great kids showing up.
It's not a crisis, is it?
No, not at all.
On paper, it looks like a crisis. But three on the, Legion, yeah, United,
three losses on the chart, you'd think. But then we went out of 10 men in one of them in the league game.
On New Year's Day?
Yeah, with about 30 minutes gone. And we could have won the game, if I'm honest. But we didn't. No. But yeah, we're top of the league. Do you know what annoys me actually about the internet is the
that you can't work it.
It's the well, apart from that, that is true.
Let's not go into how we didn't download our own single.
No, I didn't.
But I can't. I thought I had iTunes.
Yeah. I what? It's a slagging off of the club, like the players and the manager as well. The people are just so nasty.
Oh yeah,
and it's just terrible. Yeah, it's like we're doing great, and like if one player has a bad game, then they're the worst player in the world.
Yeah, yeah. If one good game, they're Pele all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the overreaction that people don't know what they're talking
There's
about.
There's no nuance anymore, is there?
God no. Yeah. Every team is one draw away from sack the board.
Yeah,
every
I know. And then I felt a bit better actually when I heard that Huddersfield Town fans are asking for the sacking of Wagner.
No way. Yeah. Really?
Well, lads, I got a bit of inside info off a friend of ours who does a bit of physio and stuff for footballers. And he came round.
Okay, do you want to name him?
You made that sound like the sex work.
No, anyway, yeah. It is kind of sex work. Well, he came physio. Round, mate. The stuff he did to me was pretty sexy.
I know who you mean now.
Especially the blowjob exactly. Anyway, he gave him.
He gave me a good cracking. And then he left. Yeah, and then he said that... Wagner was having a board meeting the next day and he was going to get fired and all the players were a bit down about it. So I went and had my biggest bet in history, 26 English quid I had.
Oh!
26 at 7-1.
Pushing the boat out.
And then at midday the next day, there was a statement from the Huddersfield CEO. I was like, yes, this is it. This is the biggest win I've ever had. They said, we're backing our manager through thick or thin. He deserves our support.
Yeah, so he's going to get sacked next
Exactly.
Week.
That's the kiss of death, isn't it? Yeah, the kiss of death. So basically, I've deferred my winnings for another week. Yeah. He's definitely going next, mate.
Do you know what? If they do sack him,
it'd be disappointing.
Who else would take that job?
It's ridiculous. I think what he's done with that club has been outstanding. Yeah. The money he's spent, they haven't got strikers. How they stayed in the division last year was a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was incredible. And this year, they're still in with a shout, and it is still
being competitive.
It's hard to beat. It's tough. Yeah. Yeah. I just can't believe he's overachieved to the extent that if you do a really good job, it puts you in danger of being sacked. That is what football managers
become.
He had
the chance of joining a team in the Bundesliga as well at the summer, and he turned them down
because he wants to finish the job.
I
think he's finished the job. I think you get me in the Premier League, then they stay in the Premier League.
Don't spend a penny.
Go.
Well, the other thing is just rather get fired than get about £6 million. Rather than leave for another job.
There is no way on God's earth I would ever walk out of a management role.
Of course you wouldn't.
I would have fans with pitchforks at my door. Yeah. And I'd be like,
The Simpsons, pitchforks and that.
I can be more stubborn than you because I want my £6 million.
Yeah,
facing them all with a live hand grenade.
He should do the honourable thing and resign. Fuck off, mate.
Do you know, it made me like Steve McLaren.
Yeah.
A modicum, because before his stint at England and his...
A modicum.
I mean, he was just a prick. I hated him. Yeah. And then watching him at England just sit there and be like, no, pay me out.
Yeah.
I thought,
exactly.
That's the kind of cuntish trick I can get on board with.
Do you know what? It's probably the easiest 3 or 4 or 5 million that you could ever earn, isn't it?
If you could earn a contract at a club
for a 3-year or 4-year deal
and then
just mess up in the first 6 months.
Nip and nailed it.
Eight bad games on the trot.
He nailed it on the last podcast when Man U just sacked Mourinho and they were still paying David Moyes. David Moyes was still under contract.
Yeah, crazy.
There's no other industry that rewards failure
so much
as good as football.
Yeah,
you'll get all the
no good deadbeat managers who just like get paid off for doing shite.
I don't know, man.
Walk into a job.
Have you seen the podcast industry?
Oh yeah, we're rolling in fucking
this.
What's the other side of it though? Like, is it performance related? Like, could you just sack a manager and that's it? He's gone. There's no job security. It's unfair.
Well, no, you just do like everyone else in the world. You don't get a fixed term contract. You just get you get employed month to month. You don't do your job. You get a month's notice and off you fuck.
Do you know what? With all the zero-hour contracts, football management. Yeah, I suppose. Well, that happens in the real world.
No,
it's not like they're working for free. These are like you know. 3-4 in some cases 6-7 million pound contracts.
Yeah.
If you're not performing, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well that is also true as well. That's, it's very Tory to say that, isn't it?
The thing is though, it's very much gone from the working man's game to agents rule now, don't they? So,
yeah, they do. And there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah, I mean there's too much power to players and too much power to management and not enough regard.
Right, well that's enough football talk for 2019. Yeah.
Do you know what? I was making my way around, so Mickey Piquet.
Thanks, Matt.
Scouse Corner, say hello. You all have a good Christmas, I'm sure.
Bang average, mate.
Mickey, you've got features? Some features. Yeah. Let's read out the features so the listeners know what they can expect from the show.
Okay, right. So we've got dickhead to hero. Someone who was a dickhead that's now a hero. I mean, it's quite contentious this week, but we'll reveal who it is later. We've got a new feature, Matt. We've got vegetable of the week.
Vegetable of the week.
Thank you very much. I've got guess the goal question mark. I've not bothered to think of a goal, so we're not doing it this week. Sorry about that. No guess the goal. Yeah, no. We've got manager most likely to have a really limp handshake. No, just manager. Manager most likely to have a really limp handshake. A terrible one.
Is there anything worse? One of those really wet, cold ones.
Disinterested handshake.
I hate it when they almost... can you call it hand rape?
Yeah. Where they hand frape.
Are you starting a Me Too handshake movement, man?
No, do you know where they just grab your fingers and there's no palm to palm engagement?
Yeah.
And you didn't. There was at no point were you inviting them to rape your fingers.
No. Yeah. And they had to do it. And it's still there's no eye contact. Clammy. No eye contact at all.
Even though there's no palm, it's still clammy.
Why are your hands so sad?
At the moment of connection, they are looking away. They're actually looking away. And it's very limp. So the manager most likely to have a very limp hand. I've got one in mind. Another feature, a new feature, which I presume will be a very short one and only this week, is, well, not a short one, but the FA Cup is shit. It's quite simple.
Discuss. It's not a fact. No. Can I just say there's going to be arguments for and against?
It's opinion. Shit.
FA Cup is shit. Question mark. Discuss. Yeah,
that is a question mark. You're right, Matt. The next feature is bang on factual. It's called British Coaches Are Shit.
No question mark.
No question mark at all.
Full stop.
We'll discuss that. We've got tunnel music.
Oh, hang on. I've been dying to press this.
Tunnel music. Let's talk about tunnel music. Ace. So then we're going to use that again, no doubt. And that is it. And then we've got our chants, which aren't chants at all. More like songs that we wrote.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Are not inspired by any other songs.
Totally original music.
Completely original.
Yeah. Avid listeners to the show will know the premise of the podcast is...
Avid listener.
Hi, Mum.
Avid listener of the show, aware that the premise of the podcast is each week we rate a number of established chants and we rate a number of either user-submitted chants...
That was a T, wasn't it?
Or chant podcast member created chants. And this week we've gone for a collection of fully original chants by you guys.
You've
all had a bit of time off over Christmas, too much time on your hands, too much time spent drinking and coming up with chants. So I'm really looking forward to them. There's some worldies.
Yeah. There's some good ones. It'd be nice to get some sent in though from the listener.
Well, yeah,
I know he's out there.
Mark Briney, isn't it? Briney.
Yeah, Briney.
Briney's done a good job of sending his stuff in. We do need better chat. They've got to be good though. We've got a high bar here. And we would like some made up chants or original chants. I will say one, there's the Man United one. They had I should have done some research on this, but a player called
Researchers
Chong or something like that. Somewhat Asian player or Chinese, I'm not quite sure, but we've only got one Chong.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I thought it was quite funny.
We've only got one Chong.
We set up for Rigobert song.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Rigobert song.
Well, we've only got one song. Yeah. Fair dues, yeah. Just tell that off you.
Should we kick off with a chant?
Did you see the Wolves Liverpool game last night, obviously?
Yes.
Did you hear, we've got Neves, Do you hear that?
Ruben Neves.
Yeah, that's the lead song we've got. Saez. It's like stole that off.
It's
Leeds.
Almost like football fans are a bunch of unoriginal bastards.
I know. I was like, hold on. Who knew? I just don't think you understand. That's our chant for Saez, who's now gone. Wait, he played against Barcelona the other week.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Getafe.
He got to Getafe, a Madrid-based team. Came on against Barcelona, where Messi did that unbelievable pass.
Oh yeah, that's great ball. That.
But do you know what really impressed me? The keeper's read on it, because it was a great save from the keeper.
Did you see Suarez's volley from the same game?
No.
Oh, it's just outside the box. He put a free kick in, gets just down. You see Suarez, he's just looking at it, he's just going, I'm fucking having this.
Yeah, but why weren't you this animated on Guess the Goal the other week?
I know, yeah.
I didn't want to give it away.
Suarez gets the ball now.
The ball went forward. With the ball.
He's going to said Suarez, it would have given it away a little bit.
Suarez looks at the ball. He thinks about volleying it. He volleys it.
He ties his laces.
It's a goal.
They are playing football and a goal. Yeah. Okay. We haven't got a guest to goal this week. I apologise massively, but what we have got is the Bielsa's Ace, a new song, brand new song, that I definitely didn't put on Twitter last week. Basically, it's dedicated to Salim.
Who?
Give us a bit of background on Salim any Leeds fans, anyone that's listening that isn't a Leeds fan.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful man. He's a great.
He's a good lad. He's French, Salim, and obviously Leeds United have a Spanish manager, Spanish speaking manager, an Argentinian. Thanks for that. And basically, he doesn't speak English, doesn't need to. So we have Salim as his interpreter, who is French. Unless he's a Frenchman.
No way,
yeah.
I didn't even know that.
It really, fucking blows my mind.
Yeah. It's French and he's just like translating from Spanish to English. I mean,
no, he's translating from Spanish to French, then French to English.
Maybe you're right, actually. Yeah, going through his, the filter that is his normal brain. Yeah.
I was taught French at school by a Polish lady, Madame Belikowski.
I was on a stag do one night and Madame Belikowski paid us a little bit. That's all I'll say.
Madame Belikowski, yeah, Polish lady, taught me French at school. Absolute fucking lunatic of a woman she was.
She? How was your French though? Was it good?
Yeah, oui, it's simple.
It's simple.
Quel est le date de ton anniversaire? Pour aller au banque?
Oui, oui.
Bonjour.
It's a song dedicated to Marcelo Bielsa, but also to Salim himself, who does a great job. A great job. I'll get my words up mixed. Right. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, nip it, yeah.
Slip inside of Marcelo's mind. Don't you know you might find a better way to play? You say that you've never been, but the Premier League dream, it isn't far away. We're gonna make a substitution at the back. It could be Davies, it could be Jamie Shaq. Well, come on down, cause Ellen wrote in blue. I give Jack Clark a starting place. Martelho, can I kiss your face? It's true, Steve Evans really burned my heart out. And so gonna translate as he's talking on Sky. Yes, Paul's been replaced, but don't look back in anger, Bielsa's ace. Take me to the place where you go, where nobody knows if it's night or day. Please don't put this club in the hands of a small Barnsley fan.
throw it all away.
Gonna start an effort going up.
Yeah.
Easy for you to
play
say.
The under nines in the FA Cup. Step outside, Ellen Rose in blue. Give Jack Clark a starting place. Marcelo, can I kiss your face? It's true, Steve Evans really burned my heart out. And so Salim can wait. He's gonna translate as he's talking on Sky. Yes, Paul's been replaced, but don't look back, you wanker. Don't look back, you wanker. Bielsa's ace.
Very good, Michael.
Very good. Thanks, very good, Michael.
Michael, can I just ask who's your favourite manager?
At one point there, I just started singing the song. I just forgot about the fact that I missed that afterwards, but never mind. Who's my favourite manager? Mm-hmm. Probably going to say it's probably going to be Heckingbottom.
He seems like a strong candidate at this point.
Yeah, he's awful. We should take this opportunity to say I've been told by people at Leeds United that Paul Heckingbottom is a mighty fine guy. They had absolutely nothing but good things to say about him, but what a fucking bastard for not letting us not retweeting our Bielsa song and things like that.
Yeah, he's let himself down there.
Paul, you've let yourself down there.
Do you know what?
People who don't know, we did actually reach out to Paul because we felt if Paul would have validated the song, taking it as the banter that it was, Leeds United could have got involved and endorsed it, but yeah, fuck you, Paul.
Actually, do you know what? Yeah, there's a mate of a mate who kind of he'd heard it and he sent him a message. He sent a message and he got back to him, and then he asked
him WhatsApp
about
one about, where you can tell when someone's
read it. Yeah, it was, and he sent me the screenshot, and he ignored and he have you heard Bielsa Rhapsody? And he ignored it.
Oh,
and I thought, Paul, come on, mate, embrace this. You got paid off, you got sacked, you got a lot of money from Leeds. It was a big step up for you. It didn't quite work out. Yeah. We got Bielsa in, it was a great move for the club. Embrace it, you'll get a job somewhere else. There's no shame in being sacked as a manager these days, is it? It happens.
It's almost part of the course.
It is part of the course. Yeah. You've got to take it as a learning thing.
What other way is there of ending your tenure as a manager at a club
Retiring.
Other than being sacked? Yeah. I mean, that is an option, Paul. but in the
suicide bomb.
In the modern game, that isn't the norm, is it?
You can get moved on somewhere else. You can take a job, you can leave and get a contract somewhere else. That's the best thing that can happen to you.
Let's be honest, Arsene Wenger, for all intents and purposes, he retired, but let's be honest,
he was pushed.
He was pushed, wasn't he? He was sacked. Jose Mourinho recently sacked.
Well, the only time it ever goes like dream ways is if you will, this has gone back some ways, and even this didn't work out fully.
Vinny Samways.
Do you remember back by Munich before they brought in Guardiola? They had an old fella called Jupp Heynckes.
An old fella?
No, he was. He was like 70-odd when he left that time.
I'm quite sure. It's just the right Yorkshire turn of phrase for a Scouse lad.
But he is an old fella. But like Jupp Heynckes, he won the treble. He won the European Cup, the league, and the German Cup. Then just went, I'm off. And then Guardiola came in.
What else could you do?
Exactly.
Where'd you go from there?
That's the dream way to go. Yeah, even Pep, he came back.
Yeah.
Pep didn't win the. He's never won the Champions League with Bayern, has he?
No.
In fact, he's not won it since he was at Barcelona.
So since he's the best player on the world.
Yeah, on the world.
On the world.
Oh, he is.
On the world.
The fact that people doubt that Messi's the best player
on the world.
Yeah, he's the best player.
He's not the best player in the world because he lives on it.
It's just incredible that people don't rate him as the best player ever.
I don't think it's that people don't rate him.
I think it's that because he's born in the same era as Ronaldo and he's constantly compared.
It's great, them two.
Different
it's great.
Things
spoiled
float,
different players. Floats.
Some people like to see that kind of aggression and try to
Being
win the ball
boy.
Back and that kind of.
Well, big lad as well. Big lad, big, strong in the air, good all rounder. You could put Ronaldo at centre back and he'd do a job.
Exactly.
But Ronaldo's a better goal scorer. He's a better goal scorer.
No, he's not.
Better goal goal scorer he
is. What about his record? What about the goals?
It's probably better.
No.
But he's not a better footballer.
Let's just not go with probably. It isn't better. Messi's record's better.
Fair enough.
And I've got no factual evidence.
No, you don't. Ring the bell. You haven't got any factual evidence. No, I think Ronaldo's a better goal scorer. Yeah.
No, he isn't.
No, it's the stat
Messi's,
delivered with
Messi's
confidence. Bell.
Player.
This is the bullshit.
Messi's a better
bell.
Player. Mm. That's beyond question. Messi's a better footballer.
Yeah, I mean, let's not underestimate how good Ronaldo is at football. But I think Ronaldo's up there in the top five best ever.
No way.
Of course he is.
I mean, Milan Jovanovic.
Who's the best? Right, for me, the best ever is Maradona, and then probably
who's the 12?
George Lee Best Trundle. For a couple of
Lee Trundle.
That, well, yeah, Lee Trundle,
Trundle, Trundle
up there.
Lee Trundle.
Trundle up there. Best. I like Maradona. Pele, you've got to give a nod to
Ronaldinho.
I loved Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
For sheer joy. And he's the Ronnie O'Sullivan.
He just couldn't sustain it.
He is. There was two seasons where
two seasons.
He was unplayable.
Yeah. But that's George Best.
It seemed
well.
Too easy for him, didn't it? Yeah. He was taking the piss.
Loved watching him play, man.
I love watching
him. But Messi's done it for years, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what? Messi might end up scoring 1,000 goals himself. I mean, it's just ridiculous. He's done it at top level as well.
Yeah, but Pele scored most of his goals at Kirkstall, didn't he?
Yeah, against Enrique. Yeah. Unless it was it like it'd be the Brazilian league in the 1970s. It's
I think I got 400 over there.
Sure, oh mate, Pelle counted the goals and scored and escaped a victim.
Yeah. Yeah. In training and everything, I've got 1,000 goals. Yeah,
Scotland's in goal. I'm counting this.
Yeah. Who's this fella?
His opinion on football has always been terrible as well.
Yeah, horrendous.
He was asked. He doesn't know what he's talking about. 2002.
Wayne Bridge.
Who his favourite Man United player was, and he said Michael Owen.
Michael Owen.
He was only a few years. Out.
Well, he gave play with the World Cup to was it Owen Hargreaves in 2002?
No, he also rated it was the lad.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was the lad that came to you after 2002 World Cup. Juve. He rated Juve. Yeah, he's one of the greatest players in the world.
He just had a decent World Cup. He's the only number nine in Liverpool history to go a whole season without scoring a goal.
Really? He went a whole season without scoring a goal? Yeah. What, not even in like a cup game or something?
Nothing. Was he playing?
He played about 30-odd games.
I
still find it
number nine for Liverpool. Think of the players who've worn number nine for Liverpool.
I cherish it. I was actually at once a league game that El Hadji scored, and I think there was only two of them that ever happened.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Speaking of famous number nines for Liverpool, does anyone remember when Leeds United signed Ian Rush?
Yeah.
And played them at right back.
Well, we've got a little. Do you want to do that? Are we doing that now?
We could song about that.
Okay, right.
It was just that guitar.
It's organic.
This has come from New Year's Day when we were in the pub, and then we were having chat. I'm swearing down. So, Ian Rush. He got signed by Howard Wilkinson in 96.
Yeah.
And Howard Wilkinson got sacked in the... I mean, I had a season ticket that year. I remember it was a 4-0 drumming at home by Man United. He got sacked after that game. And George Graham came in. So Ian Rush was going to manage Leeds. I didn't know that because I did a bit of research on it.
You read the same article I did then.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That was the idea. But when Wilkinson left...
Wikipedia.
And Graham came in, and obviously everything changes with him. And your manager comes in, and he's got Ian Rush at his disposal. And he asked him one game, could he play wide right? Right. So Rushy went, yeah, you know, I'll go wide right.
Yeah, but
game.
No, but yeah.
But then it never. That was it. He stayed wide right, and one game he ended up at right back, playing at right back.
So where he belongs.
My mate said it was left back as well. He said he actually played left back. I don't know.
It can't be left back, or the song doesn't work, mate.
No.
Have you got a song about Ian Rush at right back?
We're going to perform it now, mate. If that's okay with you.
These songs write themselves, don't they?
Are you ready, Mickey?
Well, you say that. We haven't really written this yet.
Oh no, we're just going to make half makeup. Nipper, can we have that drum beat that you're really good at?
I was just making sure we got the right number of goals that he got.
Mate, Tom told me.
We're on Mickeypedia
now, mate.
Nice.
Let's
love that, Nip.
Thoroughly excited.
Here we go. Bit of music, please. Tom, you got any music there? Thank you. Where's the hold on? Keep going.
I was going to say, where's the guitar?
Well,
there we are. We go. Ian was a man who thought he was a striker, but he Oh, the bell of bullshit.
I'm only calling bullshit story. Because I can't believe Ian Rush played it right back.
No, no, yeah. Honestly, played right back.
Seems
I
legit.
I swear to God, I remember seeing right. What's Ian Rush doing there? I
mean, Daddy,
I'm like 34 years old.
Yeah, I was like, I was 15 and really confused.
He's
like,
drifting,
sure,
isn't
he? He's got loads of goals. I'm sure he was a striker. So he's only 34 as well.
Yeah. But like, back, only 34.
Well, yeah, but like. The
perfect age for a right back.
Ancient.
It was in them days. 34 was ancient, wasn't it? But these days they go on a bit. Some strikers do. Look at Rooney.
I think have we mentioned this on the podcast before? But when Alf Ramsey won the World Cup, he was younger than Gareth Southgate is now.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Seriously, mate.
But he looks 70.
Yeah,
I know. When at the olden days,
look at Nobby Styles. He's 23 in the World Cup, mate. He looks fucking 80.
Nobby Styles alive?
Got like
when
two teeth in his head.
In the olden days, right? When you were 20, you were about 40.
Yeah.
And then when you were 40, you were pretty much dead.
Dead. Yeah.
And then the rest of it is in between. Like if you, from the age of 20 to 40, it's just a boat.
I've always thought that when I've seen pictures of Johnny Cash as a kid, as a younger man, I thought he must have been born at 35.
Honestly, you just like
Bobby Charlton.
I'm
37. I look about 12.
Yeah. Yeah. In the 50s, you'd have looked 12.
Oh, but yeah.
If you were born on a leap year.
Yeah. If I was in the 1950s, I would pass. I would pass for 19.
Correct. Yeah.
Easy.
I can
see
that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Honestly, Matt, you in 1955, you would be the 19-year-old heartthrob of the music scene. Easy.
Holy shit.
We need to go back in time here, boys.
We need to go back in time.
Born in the wrong era, man. We could have been. Oh.
We could have been in a boy band.
Yeah. Well
that's never going to happen.
No.
By the way, there you go. We've ended up doing an impromptu version of Right Back. That wasn't in the schedule.
It really wasn't, was it?
Neither was joining a boy band.
No, we have done
that. You might as well tell us about that now.
No, this is a podcast about football chance. Anyway.
No.
It was until you made us join a fucking boy band.
I'm
fully on board with Tom. I want the listeners to know.
I want to know what I've signed up for.
Yeah, 6 months ago I got a phone call, Matt. Do you want to be part of this new podcast I've created called Fat Chance? It's about blah, blah, blah. 6 months down the line, I've released a cover version of
Rhapsody
into the official UK charts, and I'm soon to be in a boy band parody video, Michael.
Yeah.
So explain.
It's a boy band video. We're doing a boy band video. We've done a boy band song. I don't think you've heard the song, have you?
I've not heard the song. You had me at dance.
I just said,
will you
come and dance with me?
And I said, hell fucking yes.
Yeah. So we're dancing.
We need you for your moves.
What do you get a boy band dance?
It's moves.
I know you're.
I've got moves and moves.
Oh, yeah, I said moves, sorry.
I'm the team.
moves and moobs. That's what we're going for, mate.
Wouldn't moobs be a great name for a boy band?
Yeah, it would actually. Yeah.
Especially one of us.
He's got the moobs like Jabba.
Yes, mate. Yes.
Moobs like Jabba.
So you've got us rehearsing in a dance studio on Thursday with a proper choreographer.
To Yorkshire Dance opposite the Curry House.
Yep.
Just saying that.
Yeah.
5:30 till 7:30, but we do need a dance instructor. I think that the one I've booked has let me down because I'm paying her under half of what she wanted. I don't know.
If you're in Wakefield, why don't we go to Wakefield?
Oh, shaky, wakey, breaky.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, but honestly, I think we can pull it off. I'm talking about the dance moves, of course. I'm excited to do it.
I'm excited.
I've always wanted to be in a boy band.
And
now we've got the chance to do it.
Under 100% of the profits will be going to charity as well.
Yeah. Well under 100%.
Well under 100%. Is it safe to say we will be tweeting the finished video, the final article?
Oh, we will be doing it, yeah. Sometime in February.
And where will we be tweeting it to, Thomas? Do we have
the internet?
The internet, mate, yeah. Yeah, the Twitter sphere. Anyway. We're at Fat Chance Pod.
Should we move on to section two?
Yes.
Honestly, we've got a new feature. Really excited about this one.
Okay.
Matt, would you be able to do
the song?
The song. It's Vegetable of the Week.
Vegetable, vegetable, vegetable of the week. With John Craven.
So this was inspired by a previous thing that I can't remember what anyone said. It appeared in my head. It's Vegetable
of
the
Week. Should have stayed in your fucking head, mate.
It's been externalised right now. Just being my friend.
You don't. Right, you have no idea.
I'm looking at the word festival now, right? I'm looking at the it's VEG.
So
and you'll it says
think
table.
You could think of like a vegetable, but you couldn't think
I've
of a goal.
No, I've got the vegetable. Yeah,
you
I've
couldn't
got
think
I've
of a goal.
I know what it is. Yeah, I couldn't think of a goal. So it's vegetable. Vegetable is spelt vegetable, but so. How you've got to pronounce this, you've got to say table of the week, but put veg really quickly at the start, because it's not vegetable, it's vegetable.
Okay, so it's not rocks that you explained.
No, it's vegetable of the week. That's how you say it. So it's vegetable of the week.
Vegetable.
So basically, I'm gonna announce what the top three vegetables are this week.
Okay, okay.
And then we either discuss it or we don't.
No, let's not.
Okay, then.
But let's hang on. Let's see what the contenders are.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We don't know what the vegetables are.
I know, yeah. Yeah. I'm really passionate about this.
Okay.
So, at number three.
Yeah. In order.
Yeah, it's
sorry,
order of greatness.
I'm just being vegetablist.
Yeah, yeah, don't, yeah. There's a lot of stuff about veganism at the minute, and you know, don't be a Piers Morgan and start slagging off vegan sausage rolls, mate. This is really serious.
They're delicious, by the way.
Which are the best veggies of this week?
Okay.
So in at number three, peas.
Give peas a chance.
Yeah, peas, and it's any pea. It could be a garden pea.
Marrow fat.
It could be petit pois.
Mushy.
Marrow fat.
Coddington. Yeah.
Any pea, a Poddington as well.
Down at the bottom of the garden, mate.
Yeah. I'm a fucking huge pea fan, mate.
Yeah, me too, mate. Me too.
Peas are easily. I'm a vegetarian as well, so this comes with authority.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wow, yeah.
Peas are easily in my top four vegetables.
Okay, well, this is the top three.
Oh, wow. Well, it's number three now.
Yeah. It's got this week, man. And I tell you that, peas is what you can just eat. If you want to hang out, you can't eat anything, you can eat a pea.
One
pea. Yeah, but if you're really hungry, you can have loads of peas.
You can't have a pea on toast, though.
Yeah.
You can have peas on toast.
No.
Mushy pea on toast.
Well, mushy pea on toast.
Yeah, you could mush them up, put them on
toast.
Do you know what
guacamole is?
No.
Mushy peas.
Well, Paul, thanks, mate, because I'm so working class, I didn't know what it was till I was 32 years old.
Go on, tell me.
We went to
enlighten me.
We went to, for a start.
It's an avocado, isn't it?
We went to a dinner party. I didn't know what that was either.
Avocado.
And we were having fajitas or whatever, you know, the Mexican fajita thing. Things.
Yeah.
And I look at this green stuff for a minute, and I said to the lad whose house was, "Hey mate, pass us them mushy peas." And he was like, "You are." And I was "Pass them peas."
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, that's guacamole." Actually,
fair,
yeah. I was like, "You are."
Yeah.
I'll have another one of them calamari onion rings as well, please.
Tom, your mate is not the dickhead fishy in this scenario. He's not the prick.
You're
the one who was putting mushy peas in a fajita,
mate. I thought I'd join in, you know.
Mushy peas could go in a fajita.
Fuck.
I don't like the, for a start, I don't see why I'm having to build my own fucking dinner, right? I've come round to yours for tea. Why are you giving me a pancake, some mushy peas, some chicken? I'm confused. I don't know what order it goes in. Just make me dinner. I'm here for me tea.
Yeah. And you know I will say you make a great dinner as well.
Thanks, mate.
You're a very good chef, actually.
What are your thoughts on Subway? Because you have to... You have to instruct another human to make it.
Mm, I mean, that's better.
I've not gone in there for years. Yeah. I don't like any of the fast food chains.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them, yeah. I don't like any of the fast food chains. I find them all a bit... There's too much crap inside them. I can taste... As I've got older, my taste buds have changed and I can taste the crap.
Refined?
Yes, I'd like to say refined, but I couldn't think of the word.
Okay.
Because my vocab has gone unrefined. Yeah. In terms of just losing words daily.
So vegetable number two, then.
Yeah.
Peas at number three.
Give peas a chance.
I'm intrigued to see what's at number two.
Number two is a really great veg.
Yeah.
And I could do with eating some of them now because they're really good for your immune system.
Vitamins?
That's carrots.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Carrots are number
two.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm digging that.
Any type of carrot.
I'm digging carrots.
Jeez.
You're digging that, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah? So carrots at number two. And you can cook... What's your best way to cook a carrot?
Raw, mate.
Oh, I love them raw. Yeah. I said to my daughter, I said it's better off raw, but do you know what I would do? I will...
Put it in the stew.
No.
That's the worst
way you can cook a carrot for me. But I would go roast with honey, salt, pepper and a little bit of olive oil.
With a parsnip.
Beautiful. What's next?
Okay, next one. Number one.
Okay, number one is chicken gravy.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Chicken gravy.
Not a vegetable.
Is the number one. Yeah, but it applies
kind
to vegetables.
Of is.
It goes
not a
with.
It makes veg taste good.
Actually, wait a minute. Chicken gravy.
Yeah. Mm. It's chicken.
Do you mean instant chicken gravy or,
no, I mean
or the juices off a chicken?
Probably the juices of chicken combined with flour. And an OXO
and
cube.
Then, and then yeah, beef and, gravy.
No, not beef. With probably a chicken or chicken beef and maybe OXO. A veg OXO as well. Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
As the arbiter of vegetarianism, is that a vegetable?
I feel slightly wronged.
Violated.
It's the vegetable.
I would have said butternut squash, personally.
Liberty.
Oh, nipper.
Yeah, I like a butternut squash. Sue me. Fuck off.
Mate, yeah, but you've got no idea what.
Have you never heard of
spuds? On the vegetable.
Oh, I love a good slutty piece of broccoli, me.
Oh, I like a broccoli.
Broccoli?
Matt, guess what? Slutty piece of broccoli.
Matt, guess really
what? Mushy. Matt, it's number four. Broccoli's number four.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so close.
Didn't make the podium.
It's just top three, but yeah, it's so... Yeah.
But next
broccoli,
week...
It's full of iron.
Chicken gravy was vegetable.
Yeah, it's top this week. It's top this week. But I'll tell you what, it's not a good story. It's just a story about broccoli. I know the year was 2000, it was when we just met, 2005.
How long
right?
have you been waiting to tell this story?
A long time.
A broccoli story is something you have in your eyes.
It's not that interesting.
Thinking, at it's some not point that interesting. I'm going to tell this story.
Basically, right, I brought some broccoli. I went, I'm going to eat healthy. I was eating loads of crap. Can you just back off the mic? And do that? I was eating loads of crap, right? And I was like, you know, you eat loads of pizza and fast food. I went, I need something else. So I went to the supermarket and I'm going to buy that big thing of broccoli, loads of that. Yeah,
do you know what it was?
It was just
at
a little
time.
Bit of broccoli. It was like a whole thing of broccoli. So I put that in my shopping basket, and then I walked around the supermarket. I couldn't decide what to have at all. I was like, I just can't decide what to eat. I thought, I want to waste my money on anything. I'll go back home and see what I've got. Right. So I bought this broccoli. I walked home with the broccoli, and I got home, and lo and behold, I didn't have anything else to eat. So I just went, do you know what? I remember I had a bit of pasta, but no sauce. I thought, do you know what I'm going to do? I'll cut this broccoli. I'm sure I'll think of something. So I put the broccoli into boil. Put it on, and it was boiling away. There's loads of
salt.
It.
How long for?
Solid.
Yeah, no, I cut it open.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I picked it up.
do you know?
12, 15 minutes.
Sticking it in the kettle.
Here's a little tip for you. Do you know what? The most nutritious part of a broccoli is the broccoli stem?
Yes, that's correct. The end.
Basically, what happened was I think I had a joint, and then I just wasn't bothered. So basically, I brought this broccoli to the boil, drained it off, and all I had to eat was broccoli. I went, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a plate. I love broccoli. I'm going to have a plate of broccoli. So I put it on my plate, and it literally filled an entire plate. Almost like there was loads of broccoli. I went, fuck it. I'm just going to nail this broccoli and go out. So can I tell you now, once you've had right broccoli with no sauce, nothing else with it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
After the third or fourth kind of big bite,
anything
you start,
tastes amazing.
You just start thinking, I don't think I could do this.
it becomes a bush sugar trial.
Yeah, it does. Fucking, yeah.
It's like so a fucking Rocky montage.
Honestly, yeah. Go on. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. I virtually finished this plate of broccoli. Virtually finished it. And can I say, I've never had the shits any worse than I've had the shits. I remember the next day.
You undercooked it?
And I'm pretty sure I saw some sweet corn in the shits.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was like, I remember it was just everything came out. I had the shits for about 2 days after it.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Vegetable of the Week with Mickey P. Kerr.
I think I'm going to make an executive decision and say that was Vegetable of the Week.
We might not be ever doing that again, but I enjoyed that.
Vegetable of the week.
With John Craven.
We're evolving as a podcast.
What's the next feature, Michael?
Well, the next feature is...
I'm trying to drag you away from Vegetable of the Week.
I think we've actually forgotten about the whole premise of the podcast, which is rocks. Remember that?
Yeah, we just fell off this week.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. So, let's not talk about what happens when Mickey eats greens rather than smokes them.
I'm going to... wait, I combined it.
We need a veg scoring system.
I'll come up with one. But for the time being,
rocks.
We have got... I went in it for a toilet, but we have got the next feature, which is the FA Cup is shit.
Is shit, yeah.
So I'll do the thing. The FA Cup is shit.
See, so, I'm going to start on this one because I'm calling
please
bullshit.
Do. Please okay. do.
And I know there's a lot of objection in the room to.
Nah, not
I need really. A wheeze.
So my philosophy. Well,
no, go yeah, for it. Sure. I won't be here, but I agree with it. But
the
don't
FA
agree
Cup.
With it.
Think about the memories as a kid. I'm not saying what it's become. Mm-hmm. I'm saying what it was, what it should be,
exactly, Matt,
and
though.
What it should represent. Yeah. Yeah. The FA Cup is shit because of. The lack of respect, I think, a lot of the foreign managers have for it.
Oh, the FA Cup, bloody hell. Chris Waddle over here.
Is shit.
Peter Shilton.
Because of the glory that comes from winning things like the Premier League and the Champions League in terms of finance.
Yeah, so, when you say glory, you mean money.
I mean money. Yeah. That's,
do you mean winning or just like getting to the next round?
Even getting to the next round of a Champions League is probably worth more than winning the FA Cup. So again, is it financially? So the FA Cup is shit for me. Is unfortunately true. As much as I don't want to believe it, I'll still argue that it has kind of the it's a magnificent competition.
I agree. I think it's timing because there's like probably this is the only season I can remember where going into an FA Cup game, I've been like, get out, play Simon Mignolet. Like 11 times.
That's Mingley.
Yeah, it's play
Moreno. Play Moreno.
It's, and it's like, oh, we're thinking about playing this kid from year 10. Yeah, fucking put him in. Yeah. Put him in.
But he hasn't even got his pumps with him. Yeah. He's playing in his Dr. Martens.
Do you think that attitude is a reflection of the fact that Liverpool are at the top of the league?
Yes,
and
of course
you
it is.
Now think you've got a chance at the league. Yeah. Fuck everything else.
Yeah, of course it
so
is.
So I can almost get on board with that. But what if you're an Arsenal or a...
No, if you're...
A Tottenham or a Chelsea, you know?
Yeah. But ultimately what it comes down to is money. And it's bad. I don't agree.
Well, no, it is like, because it could, one place in the league is worth more than an FA Cup win.
Yeah. 30 million, apparently, isn't it?
No. It's like 3 or 4 million.
No, it's like 8 million. 8 million for a place or something.
I heard on the radio 30 million.
Nah, bullshit, mate.
Did you not once get a Champions League place from...
No, but that's what I was about to say.
No, you go...
You wait for cup.
I'll tell you what, though, if they started giving a Champions League place for it,
it'd be worth
no, watch you can't, give you a can't do that because
why not?
You should, because
the Champions League is massively devalued, but the Champions League is about the best teams.
But then you're a champion.
But Wigan are in the Champions League.
But then you're
no,
a champion.
No, but I could argue.
You're a champion.
I could argue is the third best team. Is the third best team in the Prem? Is the fourth best team in the Premier League? Worth more than someone that wins the FA Cup?
I think so.
For me, I think top three places in the Premier League, going to the Champions League, and the winner of the FA Cup.
Then you've got Wigan, fourth place. All right, let me put this to you.
That's a great shout.
Thank you.
Right. It makes it worth it.
Yeah, that's
fucking brilliant. Did you hear that on TalkSport?
No. Just made it up.
What you've got now is...
Can you say it again, Paul? What was your...
So my idea is...
My idea.
The winner of the FA Cup... plays against the team that finishes fourth in the Premier League.
Exactly that. I like that idea.
If you finish fourth and win the FA Cup, then you play against fifth. Just for last.
Yeah. Just keep going.
No, but there's all sorts of scenarios.
We've got to make it happen.
Like you just said, teams are going to try harder to win it. And if you're third, fourth, or fifth in the league, you can really try your bollocks off to win the FA Cup. Yeah.
But I don't understand it though. With teams, because Leicester and Everton, Everton and prime example.
Everton, Newcastle,
West Ham.
They've gone out this weekend.
Any team that is not in danger of relegation and not in danger, of winning the league, or going for a top four. Yeah, basically, there's about six Premier League teams that aren't going to get relegated and aren't going to finish top six.
And I think
six,
the only way around,
they should be having a
I
go.
I think the only way around it, and I think this is both for like Premier League teams and for Championship teams, because it would have been great to see Leeds properly go at it. I think we can't afford to go, of course, and I completely agree with you. You can't, because promotion is the priority and winning the league's priority. Yeah. Exactly the same situation.
Yeah,
us.
You are. It's good for you that you're out there. FA Cup.
It's kind of like the demands of the Championship are so, you know,
it's so big,
throughout the season.
46 games.
Pretty much playing three times a week for the whole season.
Especially this time of year.
Would the FA Cup carry more weight if we fucked off the League Cup?
Yes.
Do we need two cups?
Well, why do we need the FA and the Premier League?
That's an interesting point, that, Matt.
You are.
Actually.
Seriously.
You mean the FA and the Premier League?
It would be more established as a...
The FA looks after the whole of football. The league...
Why don't...
The league looks after league football. And the Premier League looks after Premier football.
Just have one club.
But they've all split.
One governing body. Yeah, but why? It's bullshit, isn't it? It's all just bullshit.
Well, it's because of they've split due to like money and like governance.
It's all business these days. You know that's the case. The Premier League has become so important. When we grew up in the 80s, like early 90s, the FA Cup was a big deal.
I still think it is.
I'll tell you now.
It's not
anymore. How can it be a big deal when Liverpool fielded a 16-year-old centre-back?
Well, he's a right back, but we played him at centre back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, listen, no Leicester fan is going to tell his grandkids about that season they finished 10th, and got to the fourth round of the FA.
There is that the Wigan fan. There was a thing on TalkSport.
Got to win trophies, haven't you?
And the Wigan fans were saying, apparently, that I've not heard this from any Wigan fans, that that FA Cup win was the greatest day of their lives.
I've heard that. The one Wigan fan we know, he loves that season.
But then again, the club is decimated now.
Because they left
the Premier League.
Yeah.
Imagine if they'd have not won the FA Cup and stayed in the Premier League.
But remember Middlesbrough.
I was just about to say, I'm originally from Middlesbrough.
You are.
And when Middlesbrough were in the FA Cup and League Cup final, consecutive seasons for the League Cup, and both finals in the same season at one point.
Yeah.
The whole city was painted red. Shops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Painted the windows red. Everybody was
painted the windows red.
They ceased to become windows and just merely
Borough. It galvanised the entire city, and I just don't think the FA Cup.
There's nothing like a cup final.
Light up.
But completely on board with that. But this season for us, anyway.
I would say the FA Cup has become shit because of the Premier League and the Champions League.
How do you fix it then? Just throw more. You've got to throw money at it like anything. You've got to either make it more financially viable.
It's the magic of the FA Cup is about lower leagues. If you know, it's like Burton. It's like Barnet beating whoever they beat the other day.
But I think as well, lower leagues. It tells a story of the difference in class though between like a top Premier League team versus like a Championship team or something like that. And I think the element of competition is gone. And it's kind of like, where is it used to be? It used to be there.
I don't want to sound racist. I don't want to sound racist here, but is it the influx of foreign players? Have they grown up on the FA Cup? Have they grown up on the magic of the FA Cup? Have they had it instilled in them?
I just think it's inflation of the game, the amount of money that's been pumped in. The globalisation.
I think it's just that.
I definitely think that the competitiveness between the different leagues.
The gap is massive now. Even between the Premiership and Championship.
Exactly. You used to be able to have it where someone in, like a team in the Championship would have a competitive game against someone in the Premier League.
They could get promoted from the second division and compete for the league the next season.
Let's not forget, I said, that the FA Cup still done quite well this weekend. It was still quite exciting at times. The kick-off times were stupid. And it's harsh for the fans who were travelling down on a Sunday night. And that's a globalisation because people in Thailand and Asia or wherever it might be want to watch Premier League football at different times.
I tell you what, something inside me a little bit died when the Caribou Cup was drawn in
the Milk Cup.
It was drawn at 11 o'clock at night
at 2:30.
It was drawn at 11:30 p.m. UK time to facilitate a Chinese audience tuning in live to watch the draw of the cup.
What's weird, but when I see Chinese writing in Premier League games on the advertising boards, that reminds you of the globalisation of it now. I've been learning Chinese vigorously, but it makes you think it's a business. And the Champions League has become so good and to watch that football, the highest level of football now, that's what everyone aspires to play in there when you're a professional footballer.
I think
everyone wants to watch the Champions League, the
I think
whole
the level
world.
Of football as well. I mean,
yeah, it's
I think
got so
the game,
much better.
The game has changed so much from like when like you see ex-pros on the telly now where they're basically saying, oh, we used to play like three times a week and all this kind of stuff.
But they didn't run.
But well, exactly.
The
and
game
it's,
was
like,
so
it's like,
slow.
You know, the level of like fitness that they'd have to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they can play another game of football, but if they drop their level like to 95% or something like that, that's going to make a massive difference.
Do you think we have a romanticised vision of the FA Cup that's longer even relevant in today's kind of modern game?
I think it fits with the selling of the tournament.
Do you know what it is, Matt? Football's got that much better. And because it wasn't as good, the FA Cup meant more.
Yeah.
But now, because it's like, oh, it's this other thing that isn't the league. But now you've got the Champions League and the fact that the Premier League's so competitive with the top four. It is about you finish second or fourth, it's the same position.
Yeah,
you want to win the league or you finish second, third or fourth, and it's a huge race for the top four.
Yeah,
and this like they say that we know all about these players in Germany and Spain and Italy because they're all playing the Champions League and it's this wonderful competition and it's watched by everyone around the world and it's so good and the pitches are so perfect and the football's so quick and slick. It's absolutely brilliant.
Here's a question for you.
Twitter, we're all on Twitter, and this is for the obvious people listening. Follow crap 90s football on Twitter, and it shows you how bad it was. It compared to what we watch now, we're watching probably the best the football's ever been.
Yeah. By a mile. This is the best Liverpool team we've ever seen.
Yeah. Jose Mourinho back in 2005, 2004 sort of ruined the game with this perfect defensive display, and now that's been blown out of the water by when Bielsa invented the high press and Guardiola and Klopp have took it on to the next level.
Funny you should mention that. We might have a song about Jose Mourinho coming
really?
Up in a minute. Before we do, one question for you, right, to sum up the FA Cup. Don't ask Nipper because he's a freak and he'll know, but I know you two won't. Right, who won the FA Cup last year?
Oh my god.
Southampton?
No.
Who won it in 1989?
Liverpool.
Yeah.
There you go. That sums it up. You can't name who won the FA Cup 8 months ago.
Should I tell you who won it in 88? Wimbledon.
Fucking eight months ago.
Yeah, I mean,
who won it in 88?
Why do I know who won the FA Cup in 88?
Who won it in 87?
It's because it meant something.
Coventry.
Yeah, exactly.
Who won it in 86? Liverpool. 85. Everton. Yeah. 84. You could go back.
72.
For our usually light-hearted podcast, this has been quite an intense conversation. I think it was one that needed to happen.
May I make one slight comment on the FA Cup? One last thing.
By the way, who did win the FA Cup last year?
Chelsea.
All right.
Who gives a fuck? No, that's the whole point. The FA Cup is shit. Close debate.
Yeah, that is such a... Honestly, that is so good. Who won the FA Cup last year?
Yeah.
So good.
No one knows.
This includes a quick song.
Nipper, I will allow it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. we touched upon it in the FA Cup, that Liverpool debuted quite a lot of young kids on that game. One of our mates, Mr. Richard Boot, sent in this beautiful song for one of the players who
good
debuted
lad,
in place of Dejan Lovren after about 3.5 minutes.
Dejan Lovren, shut up.
Yeah, it was a young Dutch defender who's should have been right back but played centre half called Kiana Hueva.
However.
Yeah. Are you about to do a solo song?
I think he is about to do a solo song.
Get your little Freddie Mike.
Go for it, Nipper. Go for it. I'm going to come straight out of your song to an a commercial break.
It's not working.
This is your moment, Nipper. This is your moment.
Go on, Nipper.
There's no climb for us. Southward bound from us.
Nipper's doing a solo.
Who is this thing that builds our dreams as Klein slips away from us? He's Kiana Hueva. He's Kiana Hueva.
Awesome. Amazing. There by Mr. Nipper. The first ever solo impromptu performance on the Fat Chance podcast, which leads us nicely into a commercial break.
Yeah.
Hi, it's like Carl from Carl's Carpets. Have you had a bad tiling job? Don't worry, we'll carpet over it. We've a great range of carpets at our local carpet shop on Dewsbury Road. Coming in, we've got red carpets, blue carpets, multicoloured carpets, normal carpets, Brexit carpets, any carpet you want. Come and see us on Dewsbury Road, Carl's Carpets. Why pay for some chump to do it when you can do it yourself? Go on, be a man. Here at Collins Concrete, we provide all the liquid concrete you'll need. We mix it and you fix it. Go on, I dare you, be a man. Collins Concrete.
Bike riding. Children's laughter. Families. Fun in the sun. Cricket. Here at Roundhay Park, we've got such a fantastic park experience to offer. A lake or two. It's safe for children. A certain somebody doesn't live there anymore. Because Roundhay Way, the birds are singing. Come and join us at Roundhay Park.
It's Tyler Tyler's It's Tyler Tyler from Tyler Tyler's Tylers. And if you had a bad carpet job, because we can tile over any car. Listen, Carl, now, I'll tell you now, we've had our problems in the past, pal. I mean, you come on here and slagging me off. You come and say it to my face, we need to sort this out. You know where I am. I'm in tomorrow afternoon, I've got deliveries in the morning. Come and see me. Come and see me. We'll get this sorted once and for all, Carl.
Well done.
Right, we've had a little change round in the studio, position-wise. Mr. Nipper's sat in the, I want to say, the master's seat, the boss's seat.
The straight man. Straight
the
man
hero
seat.
But no, Mr. Nipper's now sat here because he's going to serenade us with, I believe it's Creep.
Well,
the Radiohead classic. I tell you what, I'll leave it to you. I'm going to go take my position over there.
It's the perfect song for the... I was trying to think of a band that started great, then turned out quite terrible, but have like a really dedicated following.
That's
Frank,
most
Frank
bands.
Now,
the Pigeon Detectives. Mr.
BK and the Dudes.
Off the top of my head.
I've always.
The Jack Afro.
Miserable bastards. Yeah. So, but right. Anyway, this is what I came up with, and you have to excuse me because
I'm a living joke.
I'm the world's worst guitarist, so you just have to learn.
Let me back. Give us a sound check. Give us levels. Tom, you've got your phone. Yeah.
Sound check.
Hey, why did you get a sound check?
Such a deep.
It sounds all right. He's better guitarist than I am.
Okay. This is a song for Jose Mourinho.
Jose.
Oh, friend of the pod.
We love Jose.
Jose Mourinho.
A podcast favourite.
Here we go. Well.
Going fast.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
When you were here before, had a twinkle in your eye. You talked of defending. Your wins made me cry. You had all of the papers in the palm of your hand. Said you were special. You're so fucking special. But you're a creep. You're a weirdo. Oh, what the hell are you doing here? You don't belong here.
Terrible, but thank you.
I'm just
why did you not think
end that song with Jose, Jose, Jose Mourinho? It's a massive cult.
We're going to revisit.
It turned out, don't worry.
We'll put it as the hidden track at the album at the end of the season.
Good luck with that,
Mr. Nipper on guitar, though.
Mr. Nipper.
To be fair to him, Mr. Nipper's the best muso in the room, to be fair to him.
He's ambidextrous, isn't he?
Although, Paul, you can play piano.
Which we only found out today.
I can play.
Having desperately needed a piano player for the last 3 months while trying to record Bielsa Rhapsody, Paul revealed today he's grade 4 on piano.
Grade 4. Grade 4 at the age of 2. Okay.
I enjoyed that. We've got another song. Do you know what? This podcast has actually escaped us time-wise, just because it's been a while since we got together and we've thoroughly enjoyed cutting the chud. I'm going to have to take us out of that song straight into another song just so we can actually play
it. Go for it.
Great.
Oh, fuck me.
Okay. Give us the...
Whoa.
We need the key because this is a... It's another Man United...
Can somebody give me a little background to the song?
We'll see who it's about, but generally it's...
Can you tell us who it's about, Paul?
Okay.
No, they've got... They've got to hear it, haven't they?
People have got to hear it. But basically, I mean, it just shows that we're not averse to writing songs about our rivals, basically. and kind of like, you know, it's about the dawn of a new age, really.
Yeah.
Writing songs.
Have you got your key, lads?
Yeah.
Looking all around, morning all around, and Joe's is coming down, and I can feel it. There's a ball in the air. But Paul Piper doesn't care, so he's gonna dye his hair just to prove it. Lukaku has got the wrong boots on his feet. He's putting his left on his right. When you need a man, yeah, with a bright pair of cleats, you need Mike Phelan. He knows how to do it. You need Mike Phelan, Mike Phelan. He knows how to shoot it.
Yeah, he's been working down the millets. Mike Phelan.
There you go.
Another Man United classic.
He's been working down at millets.
Working down the millets.
Yeah. You're welcome, Stretford End.
Since he left me.
No royalties necessary.
We'll definitely get that one.
I don't think it was as good as Creep. And I'm not sure if it was performed as well as Mickey's Don't Look Back in Anger, but it's certainly right up there.
To be fair though, Kerr's been practicing this for 6 weeks.
We kind of just did it then.
We wrote this in the pub next door.
I've been rehearsing non-stop.
I think this could catch on. If all the songs we've done tonight, this could be the one that catches on.
Mike Phelan, he knows how to do it. He's been working down at Millets. Mike Phelan. He knows how to shoe it.
I will say this: we've got two features left that I don't think we should do because I feel like this has been a full podcast.
Yeah.
Does anyone else feel like that?
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair.
Should we pick a winner though? We won't do rocks, but we need to pick a winner.
A general winner.
Can we have a vote then? We'll just go around the room. I'll count
chicken
up the
gravy.
Chicken gravy.
All right, Wayne.
Yeah. Hey, gravy.
Mike, your favourite song of this week?
I'm going to go with Creep.
Chicken gravy.
Nipper.
Mike Phelan.
I'm biased, but it's Mike Phelan.
Well done, Mike. Straight man, don't get a vote. Sorry, mate.
Don't get a vote for you, mate.
Can we just introduce Matt, by the way, ladies and gentlemen?
Here he is, the straight man.
Right, Joe.
I vote Creep, so it's a draw.
It's a draw.
Yeah. We'll put it out to the Twitter
it's
universe.
It's a replay. It's an FA Cup replay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a replay. Tweet us in your favourite next song week of the week. We are at Fat Chance Podcast.
Fat Chance Pod.
I'll put a poll out. We'll do a poll.
We'll put a poll out today. And that will conclusively give us the winner of the first 2019 Fat Chance Podcast.
What's it called, your favourite poll again?
Your French teacher.
Madame Belakowski.
Belakowski.
her out. We'll put her out, mate.
We called her Madame B for short. We also once locked her in a cupboard.
That's how witty you were.
Her husband was struck by lightning, and we used to sing songs to her like, "Relight my fire." So we basically talked to the woman. She had another
her
breakdown.
Her husband was struck by lightning. Do you know what?
Do you know what the school rumour was?
Did your friend teach her
school rumour was her husband was struck by lightning twice.
Wow.
Wow.
That's such a good school rumour, that, isn't it? That's so good.
Yeah. Madame Bellacoste.
Our French teacher had a nervous breakdown as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Must be something about kids just detesting to be taught a new language.
Yeah, yeah.
And
je deteste.
English kids.
Je
deteste a new language, love. Do you know what? It's been nice to get to do this.
Au revoir, listeners.
Au revoir.
Thank you. Tune in to the next. When are we going to do the next one? We do them every 2 weeks, don't we? So assume there'll be one coming in 2 weeks.
We'll do it soon enough.
Yeah, we'll do it as quick as possible. For now, we're going to go off and join the ranks of failing boy bands and make ourselves boy band video. We've been Fat Chance. Thank you for listening as always. If we have been a little loose around the edges, forgive us. It is the first one of the new year. Yeah. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, a little bit slicker, a little bit quicker, and with a
thicker.
Whole new collection of chants to be rated.
Big dicker.
Bring it down. That's that level.
I give up, lads. On the count of three, can we have our
this
exit music?
Fat Chance.
Can we do
a
French
three?
This was Fat Chance.
Dry January's going well.
Au revoir.
Let's see.